Hello and good morning. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Nate Rubright. Welcome to Fast and Loose. Today's show, we'll be playing selections from Brave Young, Do Make Say Think, This Will Destroy You, and many other post-rock bands. The theme of today's show will be solitude. We'll be giving ourselves opportunities to think and reflect and understand what it means to give ourselves solitude. I hope you stay with us. Let's begin.
Thank you.
Good morning. You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. My name is Nate. Today we're talking about solitude and what it means when you give yourself a little bit of time. Solitude sometimes has negative connotations, like you were left out of something, or worse yet, you never had something to do in the first place. I don't know if it's a natural compulsion to fill up all of your time, or it's something we do because we feel nervous about not producing, not paving the way, not justifying our own existence through work. I think it's interesting when we look at downtime. In reality, solitude seems great. Oh, I get to get away from it all. That feels great. I have time. I have time to relax. And we associate relaxing with having nothing to do. But that's not how life works, right? Life requires work. Life requires us to give our all, to make something of ourselves, to pave our way. It doesn't jive with the concept of giving yourself a break, and especially not giving yourself some solitude. We might feel isolated, but that's not the same thing. Solitude is always going to be a choice. Being alone and giving your brain time to think through some of the things that are going on in your life takes time. It takes an active choice. You might do something like practice yoga or maybe even meditation. And that's excellent. Centering your thoughts, that kind of thing. But one time per week in a guided room isn't going to give you enough time to understand what's going on in your life. I'm here this morning to argue that solitude is important. I'm going to read a William Blake poem. It's entitled, A Little Boy Lost. Not loves another as itself, nor venerates another so, nor is it possible to thought a greater love itself to know. And Father, how can I love you or any of my brothers more? I love you like the little bird that picks up crumbs around the door. The priest sat by and heard the child. In trembling zeal he seized his hair and led him by his little coat, and all admired the priestly care. And standing on the altar high, lo, what a fiend is here, he said, one who sets reason up for judge of our most holy mystery. The weeping child could hear, not be heard. The weeping parents wept in vain. They stripped him to his little shirt and bound him in an iron chain and burned him in a holy place, where many had been burned before. The weeping parents wept in vain. Are such things done on Albion's shore? Good morning again. You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. My name's Nate Rubright. We're talking today about solitude. And I have a little announcement to read for someone who might be trying to escape a little too much solitude. Tufts, Voices of the Hill, Tuesday, April 25th, 8 to 10 p.m., 51 Winthrop Street. That's today. Tufts is full of students from places all around the world who come from various backgrounds and who experience life in a variety of different ways. Voices of the Hill presents its first monologue event on Tuesday, April 25th at 8 p.m., 51 Winthrop Street in Medford. 18 diverse individuals from Tufts will share particular aspects of their lives and everyday experiences with you, and you may truly be surprised by how much you can relate to each of their stories. By opening ourselves up and by listening to one another, we hope to foster more meaningful conversation in our community. So please join us on Tuesday, April 25th at 8 p.m., that's today, 51 Winthrop Street in Medford, to hear stories about students' experiences with struggle, love, race, sexuality, happiness, sadness, and the gaps in between. Admission is free and open to all. This has been a message from Tufts Voices of the Hill and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So, we've been listening to selections from a few post-rock bands that I really like. We've been hearing Broken Social Scene and their current track, Love in Mathematics, and then also Do Make Say Think and Brave Young. We'll be switching over to This Will Destroy You and a few others. We're talking today about solitude and the importance of making time to understand what's going on in your brain. Now, this isn't delving into some sort of philosophy or trying to promote meditation, but it's one of those things where, what if we didn't just fill our days up completely? What if the next time we sit and have a meal or are walking, that we didn't listen to music or read articles? What would that do? What would that open up? What kind of thoughts could that foster? What kind of creativity could that foster? Especially now when we have finals looming and the end of semester is close. It's something where giving ourselves time seems counterintuitive. We need to fill up every opportunity that we have. Thanks for listening. Good morning. I'd like to thank you for being with us for this hour. The show is called Fast and Loose, and my name's Nate Rubright. The last track we heard was by This Will Destroy You. It's called A Three-Legged Workhorse. Played some other instrumental music, mostly in the post-rock genre, today. And we talked about solitude. I especially like the track Do by Do Make Say Think, one of my favorite bands of all time. Definitely check it out. I've gotten a lot of great thinking done while listening to that track in particular. I'll carry you out today with two more tracks from Feel Good Lost. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Have a great day. It looks like it's going to be a good one.